book, can you speak about them, the people who sell these things versus who make them?
Yeah, I mean, I would say selling it is, you know, it's pretty much the same. Which it's hard for people. So, I mean, I get asked this all the time. Restaurant owners, and if you've got a restaurant in the city, and it's, you know, if it's kind of mom and pop thing, then, you know, a little thing, then, you know, you don't need to, you know, as a restaurant business, you don't need to, or it's not. But if you're, you know, think of a bit larger restaurant, you want it to be popular, it ends up you're providing alcohol as well. So, yeah, I mean, different people deal with it in different ways. And
Paul, I remember a similar situation many years ago that somebody called on the phone and actually was a clerk at the cash register in an organic food store. And he'd been working there for a number of years.
Right.
The owner started, after he had been employed there, he decided to start selling wine.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Wines, organic wines, that kind of stuff. And he was just like,
What do I do? Yeah.
It's,
yeah,
like, if I quit this job, I've got a family to support.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have any other skills. I don't know how long it would be for me before I could find another job that would, you know, give me enough to support my family.
Yeah.
Is this wrong livelihood? Am I doing something wrong by, you know, by passing, taking these people's money for wine?
Right.
Sometimes it's not always cut and dried.
It's not cut and dried, because that's, yeah, I mean, he's there. I mean, it's a whole different intention. So that there's, I mean, and that's one of the things, once you start reflecting on right and wrong livelihood. And, you know, we love to have it, you know, black and white and absolutely nailed down. But there are lots of nuances, and it's helpful to, it's helpful to have these to reflect on, and in making decisions and recognizing. But one of the things one always comes back to is the karma. The essence of karma is volition or intention, so that. You know, in the sense of this person being a clerk in a store that's already, had one mission as it was, and then it's probably a fairly small portion of the actual volume of sales, that's very different than getting out there and investing large amounts of money in creating an intoxicant which you can sell at high prices.